Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke & Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Double Z.
Rufus, my man. How are you, fine sir?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, I guess. If I'm good, I'm alive, I'm breathing. It's not snowing in Colorado Springs today.
Is that right?
Very nice.
What's the temperature, though?
Probably 18.
Good Lord.
It's like a fucking winter that will never end.
I had to turn on the AC here today.
And turn on the AC here. I had to throw another fucking corpse on the fire.
It sucks. I'd rather be a bit chilly then I have to turn on the AC because it's just a muggy, sweaty mess, especially downstairs, if you get my meaning.
Tell yourself that in the fourth month of fucking negative 10-degree weather.
That is a long time to suffer that. But, I mean, on the flip side, we'll have 4 months of 110-degree weather.
That's true. That is true. I don't know. It's this time, you know, I used to think that when I lived in Texas, it was so fucking hot. I mean, like I told you, I've got those tapes of the old Simpsons episodes, and on one of them, like KVU or KXAN or whoever we were watching, you know, that little what the temperature is outside.
Yes.
The info on the program shows it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, and the temperature outside is 111. That I do not really miss.
No, I wouldn't miss that either. I mean, these days, since I'm an old man, I'd be unconscious at that time in the morning, unfortunately.
Well, and, you know, I don't know if you remember, we actually went without air conditioning at Roehampton for a couple months.
You know, I don't remember that, but I don't remember the experience. I remember it happening, though, now that you mention it. And didn't you have guests coming?
I did.
And
yes,
you
my
didn't
friend
fix
Gene.
It.
Jeez. My friend Dean and his girlfriend, who's now his wife, actually came to visit. And, yeah, well, you know, of course we ended up getting drunk and fucked up every night that they were there. And one morning he was, like, so hungover, it was so fucking hot, he just, like, started ralphing everywhere. And then they decided they were getting in their car to leave.
Good.
So if you ever have a problem with people overstaying their welcome, just fake like the air conditioning broke. If you've ever done that, callers, call us at 646-478-0616. I want to hear about how you got people to leave when they came for a visit that you really didn't even invite them to come for.
Right. Wow. Yeah, I am actually interested in that.
I did have a good time, though, and I love my friends Gene and Karina.
But do they still love you after that?
I don't know. I pay them to, so I hope so.
Great.
But, I mean, I don't really blame them for leaving because it was so – I think that was actually where I invented the breakfast beer.
The breakfast beer? Is that just a beer with breakfast, or is there something else to that?
That's just a beer where you just wake up and have a fucking beer and say, you know what, I'm gonna try to put a new spin on the day. I'm going to have a breakfast beer. The only thing better, Rufus, than one breakfast beer?
A new spin on the day.
Two breakfast beers.
Two breakfast beers. Wow. Well, that's even better than I envisioned. I envisioned a breakfast beer was like, I'm going to make some waffles and eggs and bake it and have a beer with it. But you're just saying, fuck all that, just have beer.
You know, I've actually had a breakfast case. I'm not proud of it.
Somebody should make a breakfast blend.
A guy actually that we call Boozer, believe it or not, is his name.
I'm sure it's well-earned.
It's not his real name, but he should change it.
So,
we went golfing like, Jesus, probably 8 or 9 years ago, and we started out, we were going to quote-unquote split a breakfast case.
Oh.
Okay? Well, we ended up playing 36 holes. So we each literally drank a case of beer before noon.
How do you – okay, first
of all – it was probably more like 1 o'clock. No, it was before noon. That's right. It was before noon.
So obviously what you're saying is that Hyper Sloth Ale should have a breakfast blend.
Yeah, of course. Of course it should.
Now what I'd like to know is how in God's name did you drink that much beer and stay focused enough to play 36 rounds of golf, dude? I would have.
I mean,
given
when I go out to play golf, I mean, I used to be better than I am now, but I'm not. I'm going out. The one thing, good thing about golf is that it does allow you to have beer at first thing in the morning and no one judges you.
So there, oh, yeah, there's no.
That's judge. About the only good thing about golf.
Especially a
other
public.
Other than that, it's expensive, kind of boring.
Did but, you? Did you haul your shit around or use a cart?
No, I mean, you can't drink a breakfast case on a and lug it around. That's a cart. You got to take a cart. I've walked like 5 rounds of golf in my whole life, and every summer I'm like, this summer to get in shape, I'm going to walk a round of golf. And then you're like, you know what? That just takes so fucking long.
You don't have caddies? You can't just have your caddy take your cooler or a backpack of spirits?
They outlawed that, Rufus.
I don't know. Can't drink in caddy anymore.
So I'm guessing that you haven't got a visit from UPS yet.
But here's the interesting thing about the UPS situation. According to them, it's been delivered. And yet
no, it's
I have
not.
The package.
I just checked.
I checked, too, because I expected it, the website to say delivered. And I said, well, this something's fishy because I've seen the UPS truck drive around the neighborhood. So I called them on the phone. And they're like, no, that was delivered at like noon.
Really?
Right. So either they took it to the wrong address. Or they delivered it, they like left it out there so I couldn't sign for it when I was walking the dogs and somebody stole it.
No way.
I'm not wearing a Hypersloth t-shirt.
Yeah, I see that. But I was still seeing that it was, see, my the tracking that I got right now says on vehicle for delivery today.
Yeah. It said that since 7:50 a.m.
Right. That means that they haven't been driving, that they're still on the vehicle, but they probably haven't come by your house yet.
Well, that's why I called them, though, is because I saw the UPS truck drive by several times.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Really?
So somebody's got my T-shirt and whatever else is in that package.
That's not comforting.
It's not, because that shirt looked really comfortable.
And it really was going to be.
I'm sure it was, and it's going to smell great.
There's no way.
No, I'm fucking with you, man. They haven't showed up. I don't know.
That's not even.
that is funny for me.
This, now that you have to sign for it, they're going to make sure it gets to you. They're going to be like, whatever. They'd have like a group of people out there combing your fucking neighborhood looking for this package.
That's right.
How yeah. funny if they would have called the cops, though.
Yeah.
Good one. I was just about to send them an email telling them to call the cops.
Is that right?
I was. You know, that's what. This is kind of a rant, if you want to, if you would do me the honor.
I will, because that's
a UPS rant.
I've got one to follow you up with, so I'll go ahead and kick that off officially.
And now it's time for another delightful Hypersloth rant.
I don't know why that ends so short. I'll have to recut that. There's a rant, a little micro rant right there about our own stuff.
Nice rant. Nicely done. Golf clap. Drunken golf flat.
Two-case golf flat, 36 pounds.
Breakfast case. This would be a dinner case.
Dinner case.
Which is totally legit. It's like a dinner fifth.
Well, that's true. Yeah, dinner's after 5, so everything's – it's all right. Anything goes.
I gave – like I said before, I gave up on – it started out at 5, then it started out – as long as you don't drink before noon, then it started out like, yeah, fuck it.
Drink
whatever you want. Do your own, man. Drink whenever you want.
At that point, your biology needs it for survival.
Right.
I mean, you can't stop.
It's either drink in the morning or fucking pick at your skin for a couple hours.
Sure, it gets shakes and hallucinates.
Spiders crawling on the walls, which is very, very unsettling in the middle of a board meeting.
Yes.
But my little bit, man, it actually was about UPS because, you know, I've been watching this package because, I mean, anytime I send a package, I want to know, you know, now that you can know the exact, like, moment or wherever a package is,
yes. And
I would like to put an RFID in a package if I could. So I would always know where it was.
Could you? You probably could.
You know what? You probably could. I mean, I don't see why you couldn't, honestly.
There's another venture.
There you go. Rent an RFID for your package.
That's right. You sell them. Oh, my God. It's an impulse buy at the UPS store on a rack.
Oh,
and
shit.
It comes with an app. And you say, here, go ahead and throw this on my package.
You know, and the more I look at this Bluetooth thing that we were talking about, for tires. Yes. Really, the money's all in the app. Forget making money on the parts. The app is just fucking keeps paying and paying.
That's true.
So anyways, so it might, if I'm ever waiting for UPS, it seems like I must be the last delivery of the day. Right?
I'm,
like,
yeah.
Right. Well, you but
Well, this one left off at 7:50 a.m. And it's still not here. And it Austin's a 45-minute fucking drive. Now, granted, they've got other packages. I know that, but come on.
Well, you know, too. You think if they were smart, they would send them out on the first. Like, you would be the first stop. They would drive as far out as they could to get you your stuff and then start driving back in, like, for the end of the day. Does that make sense?
That totally makes sense, because it would benefit me.
Right. I mean, that's what I'm saying. What the hell do they do all day?
I don't know.
They're sure is not delivering packages.
No.
So, what? Follow up with your rant. My rant actually was lame. Sorry, folks.
No, that's not a lame rant. That's a valid rant. That's completely valid.
Right.
Totally valid.
I didn't get emotional enough about it because I'm not the one waiting for the package. You are.
Okay, well, I've got another rant right now that really just literally cropped up right now.
Uh-oh.
Is that apparently – can you see me at all?
No, I cannot.
I can't see you either because I need Skype Premium to do group video calls, and for some reason apparently it – ran out right now, and they, for whatever reason, can't charge my fucking card, so now we don't have video.
Oh, well. At least we don't have the delay in the thing, but it was actually now that you're not there, I miss seeing you.
Well, of course you do. I miss seeing me, too, because I can see myself.
Now, what if, would it make sense if I did a video, if I called the show, and then me and you Skyped, and I just had the show on over here on my computer?
Not unless you have Skype Premium.
Well, I mean, I'm guessing I do. I paid $60.
Jesus Christ, you paid $60?
Well, for that whole year, like when you moved away.
Oh, for the whole year. Okay. No, I pay month by month, but I know what happened is I got a new bank account, and I probably didn't update my card.
I know, but it seems like you're always fucking paying these days. Didn't you just, like, put some Skype credits in the last time we had a show, like 2 times ago?
That's not – see, that's how they get you. They confuse the fuck out of you. So you pay for minutes separately, which is just so that we can call into the show. The premium is what gives you group calling with video, which we have to have so that we can see each other and also have the show on. So
right.
The premium account is different than just like buying minutes to make calls.
So how do you know even which one you have? Because I don't – mine says about Skype. View license.
I don't know. I don't know anything more about Skype. All I know is that we're still on air, so that's good.
Right.
If anybody else has a Skype bitch, call us at 646-478-0616 or a bitch at Skype that can help us out.
Yeah, and well, you know, unfortunately, we've always been so kind to Skype on the show. That's
we have, except when they've completely fucked shit up.
Right. Still, you know, it just gets rude when they start, charging for their shit.
Yeah, I mean, they're basically, we're giving them so much free advertising because for some reason we always end up talking about them on every episode, either because things are going really well or things are not going well. Unfortunately, I think like 80% of the time things aren't going well with Skype, unfortunately.
It's starting to seem that way. It really is. Now, I've got premium features here on mine. I just clicked on it to see what it is. Premium features. Voice messages. I don't even understand it. Okay, you have Skype Premium account. Group video calls and screen sharing. So, theoretically, if I ever did want to host the show, we actually could watch each other, I guess. But you're so damn good at it, I don't really want to.
That's fine. I'm not going to jack with it now because we're entertaining hundreds of people. But
so how will I look into those baby blues?
Are you seeing the picture of me with a necktie on my head?
I am. And all I can think is Apocalypse Now.
Man, I haven't seen that movie in so long. They wore neckties on their head. Was that Army issue?
In the jungle, going to kill some fucking shit.
Yeah. Okay, that wasn't even.
So actually, you know who you look like? That picture that's in that movie, Apocalypse Now.
True.
Dennis Hopper's character.
Dennis Hopper, really?
Yeah. Check out Google Dennis Hopper's character in Apocalypse Now, and tell me if that's not what you think you look like in that picture.
Apocalypse, man. Apocalypse is a hard word to spell. It's loading. Oh, shit. Yeah, I do. I'll take that. He was a good-looking young man back then.
I wonder what picture you're looking at. But that's not how I'm...
Wait a minute. You don't remember him being a good-looking young man, but you're saying I look like him?
I do. I'm just joking. Do you see the thing around his head, though?
Yes.
Doesn't that? Let me put those next to each other. Fucking A, dude. You're like a mixture of Martin Sheen and Dennis Hopper Bazzler in Apocalypse Now, I think.
Wow. I'm
you just Martin. Look like you're fucking ready to kick some ass in that fucking picture. What's up with that? What were you thinking?
I was just ready to kick some ass. I was on my way to a gig.
Did you like fucking... Did one of the neighbor kids or something right after you got done taking that picture or right before you did?
Well, they deserved it because they laughed at me when I walked out of the house with a necktie on my head.
Right. They're lucky you didn't do something a little more serious with that necktie.
Yeah, that's true. I only choked them to death. Could have done a lot.
Like wrapped around your arm or your leg.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think you were basically, dude, I think that's probably how they're going to be wearing neckties next year in the Riviera.
Well, if they're watching this show, I think I just heard a knock on the front door.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. I told my wife, I said, if they show up while I'm on air, you have permission to bring it into the studio so that I can open it live on air.
My God. I wish I could see you now.
Let's
call you back on Skype.
Well, wait. We'll interrupt the show for today. Let me just see if I can update my card. But keep talking. Oh, wait,
man, I don't want you to.
I haven't even gotten to my real rant yet.
Oh, really?
This is a lame nerd rant. So I got a new. I dug up my old desktop computer, which is what I had before we went to Nicaragua, and I didn't want to lug it, so I stored it. So I dug it up, and I thought, well, this will be my studio computer, so I don't have to. It's dedicated. I just go in here, turn it on, and boom.
Right, last week you were actually updating Windows, correct?
Right, yeah. So I updated. I couldn't use it last week because it was still updating. And it updated just great, apparently, until I get in here.
Sounds like you're really excited about it.
Well, it updated, and the internet dongle suddenly can't find the Wi-Fi deal, right? So
of course.
I spent a couple hours Googling, going to the Belkin website, getting drivers and shit, and it turns out, well, this thing's just...
Belkin's still in business?
This Wi-Fi adapter is from 2005, and they don't have any kind of update for it. Yeah. So that didn't work. Okay, so I'm trying to get shit to work with the thing, and all I have are, like, status bars that never end. So I go down to turn off my computer. I'm just like, fuck it, I'm going to fucking turn this thing off, you know, because nothing's happening. No, I know you're not supposed to just, like, but I did it anyway.
Sometimes a hard reset is necessary.
It's tough love. It's tough love. So I unplugged it, and I plugged it back in. And then at that moment, not even my keyboard or mouse would work. So it would boot to Windows, and I couldn't fucking do anything. Now, nowadays, Windows has, like, a quote-unquote welcome screen, which is more like, It's hardly a welcome screen when you can't fucking do anything with it. So I can't get past the welcome screen because I can't click enter or move my mouse because nothing fucking... And I'm looking on the internet with my laptop, and, you know, back in the days of Windows, you could do some shit like before it booted and get into the real nuts and bolts of the fucking computer and fix shit. And now they can't do that. The only way you can get into the nuts and bolts is to first go into Windows. And every goddamn tutorial I found was like, go over here and click this and then type in this. I'm like, I can't use my fucking keyboard or my mouse.
Right.
How do I do that?
Did you try using the tab?
Nothing worked. I mean, like...
Oh, yeah, your keyboard doesn't work.
No keyboard.
You're fucked, Jack.
Mouse. Now, I finally figured it out. I just unplugged everything except the power and the monitor, and I booted it up, and after it was booted, then I plugged everything back in, and suddenly it started recognizing all these things, and there was bips and boops and squeals and shit happening. You know, it's recognizing stuff. And then, okay, whew, suddenly it works. And that was great. Last night I was like, okay, cool. I actually did a voiceover thing. I still have no internet because the dongle is fucked. And then today, same fucking nightmare, and I can't use my computer, so...
And you lost whatever you got on there. That's why you get. You know what I do now, Rufus? Everything I do on my computer, I just put on. I just, instead of waiting for it to back up, I just work off fucking external drives.
That's what I need to get. That's what I want to get is an external.
All I ever work on, all our stuff for Hypersloth, and even my work stuff. I have a work stuff. I mean, all I use is, and then I have them back up. Believe it or not, to an external drive. I don't even have any of the real shit basically on my computer.
Wow, I had an experience.
I've been
drive.
Fucked so many times, dude. A couple years ago, we were in the middle of, it was super fucking busy at my office. And, of course, we had a fucking drive take a shit on a computer.
Yeah.
Like, the worst possible fucking time ever. Never fails, almost, you know?
Sure.
It's like, you can tell the pressure's on, so the computer just fucking folds up. It's like, fuck it, fuck you.
Right.
And, I mean, luckily we had backed it up, but it had been like 3 days since this idiot backed up. And it's kind of my fault because I didn't put it on automatic backup, which it should have been. But so now I'm like, fuck that, because I've lost a lot of personal stuff on other computers on always internal drives that take shit.
It's always,
you know what I mean?
Yes, always internal drives. I mean, luckily, my drive is intact. I just don't do anything on the computer, so there's...
It's a part.
External.
Now you got to take the drive out and put it in another computer.
I don't know what the fuck I'm... I mean, luckily, I haven't been using it long enough to... You know, there's not a lot on there that's new that I need, so I may just scrap it and figure something else out.
Yeah, I was just saying that, so if you needed that work, you could just take it from your external drive and put it on your laptop.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I guess there's probably a way to daisy chain your laptop to your other computer using an Ethernet cord.
Man, you're going way over my head. That's not a bad idea.
I'm pretty sure you can do that. I mean, I know you can do that with Apple's or a FireWire cord.
That's kind of where this is leading. Is like I've never heard of nightmares like this with Apple computers. Apple's, you like plug them in, turn them on, and things work, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, most of the time. That was an Apple computer that crashed on me. But, I mean, it just was the hard drive. That was it. None of the other part of the fucking computer broke down. You know what I mean? When I replaced the hard drive, I still have the computer.
Right.
It was, like, locked up or anything. And you know what? If it does lock up, I've noticed it's basically telling you that the hard drive is going to fucking crash pretty easy.
Yeah.
So I just back everything. Well, you get on with an Apple, you push the button, it starts up, there's no waiting for shit. It's not, you know, you wait like 20 seconds.
See, that situation is sounding better and better to me every day.
I'm telling you, for the media stuff, and they're way better. A Mac is way better. You get way more shit. I mean, it's harder to find free shit for a Mac, but the shit that's out there is just better.
Sure. All right,
so,
that was my rant. I'm actually in the Skype. I'm going to update my card now.
Well, here, while you're doing that, why don't I read a couple of headlines?
Oh, great, great. Yeah, hang on. Let me...
Live from the internet, it's Headline News with ZigZag and Rufus.
Dateline.
Uh-oh.
Let's see, where were they here? Are you there? Man celebrates 96th birthday by accidentally eating rat cake.
What the hell is a rat cake?
Well, this guy, obviously, was turning 96 years old. His name is, quote-unquote, Uncle Joe.
Good man for an uncle.
And he demanded a cake from his nephew, Neil. But not just any cake. Revealing himself to be something of a birthday diva, Uncle Joe specified that he would only accept a German apple ring cake from a particular grocery store in Comex, New Jersey, or New York, wherever they're at here. On Thursday, when Joe bit into his cake, he immediately said, "It doesn't taste right."
He
probably made all of Joe's relatives groan. Jesus, the whole thing can be so... It turned out that Joe was right, though. The German apple ring cake was actually German apple ring rat tail cake with extra rat tail.
Oh, my... Whoa, what? That's an actual cake, though?
No.
Are they making that...
It goes on to say, "A simple mistake? Hardly," says Gold's family attorney. "I personally enter the opinion that the cake had the rat parts baked into it purposely."
You think? Really? Most
sounds
rat
to
things.
Me like someone... trying to send Uncle Joe a message.
Uncle Joe did his cake, right?
It up for the mafia at one time and got, like, left to live. What's
Jesus
that?
Christ. I think that Joe demanded his birthday cake. Is that the word, demanded, that he used?
Yes. Tampered with the cake a little bit.
I would have. Maybe he was a contestant on where they give you fucked up ingredients to work with. Chopped. He's been on Chopped.
Oh, cooking shows Chopped.
They give you a basket full of weird shit.
Here's another for you that I think that the readers would enjoy. America is number one at.
Ooh.
Number one.
Uh-oh.
Maternal debt. Yes. Being fat is number two. Television viewing.
Sure.
Let's see. Defense spending. Does China not realize that we are borrowing money from them to build a giant army to fight them? How insane is the fucking math on that kind of shit?
I heard a few years ago some Chinese diplomats came over and we gave them tours of, like, our fucking nuclear subs and aircraft carriers. I was like, yeah, here's...
We probably had to put it up as fucking collateral.
Yeah, they were inspecting them to make sure they
right.
The sign on the dotted line.
That was, you know, I was telling you about that movie Americathon.
Uh-huh.
It was made in, like, 1978. The whole premise of the movie is that no one wants to be president because America is being closed on by a Chinese businessman who they borrowed a bunch of money from.
Henry?
That's 1978, Lucas.
Holy, well.
But it's a comedy, though. To see it. Everybody lives in their cars. It's hilarious. It's fucking hilarious. All right, we're all... So that in the 10 is the divorce rate of America.
Men?
Marriage rate is. I mean, I guess you have to have a lot of marriages if you're going to have a lot of divorces.
Yeah, those numbers kind of skew each other.
Car theft. Here's one that surprised me, Rufus.
Okay.
Death by reptile. Yes. Apparently, in the America has the most deaths per reptile. Of any place on Earth. I mean, wouldn't you think, like, the Congo or somewhere would have, like, the most death reptile?
Well, it's probably... I'm sure there's a lot of villages that get wiped out by a fucking anaconda and nobody knows.
We're just there to make a movie about it. It's a National Geographic special.
Yeah, it probably happens because we're there making a movie, stirring them up.
We drop in a giant... Bring in the giant python.
That's right. We're going to bring work to your village. Here, hold this camera out there in the shadows.
Here's one that made me think of the Roehampton days. Drunk neighbors.
We're number one in drunkenness. Come on, Australia has got to be number one in drunkenness.
Apparently not. It says right here. Well, it's in our top ten. It doesn't mean we're number one.
Now, how many people...
Oh, no, we are number one at that. Yes, we're number one.
So how many people who answered that poll were the drunk neighbor? Obviously,
you know,
everybody.
That's what I was wondering. How many people are calling in to complain, and how many people are actually saying, no, I'm your drunk neighbor?
They're drunk when they're calling in and complaining about their drunk neighbor.
Well, I mean, see, because that's kind of a catch-22, because when we lived on Roehampton, we had the guy, the Mexican couple next to us. They were not drunk, but we were their drunk neighbors. But then we had the guy that lived across the street, the old guy, who kind of was drunk. So we were like drunk neighbors to each other.
That's a great neighborhood.
It was. That guy across the street, we actually sat out there and had a few breakfast beers.
Really? I don't remember that guy at all.
What was his name? He had a strange name. He was a retired Army guy. Both of them were. Both our neighbors were retired Army, which makes sense. I never even thought about that until the other day. That probably retired Air Force guys or Fort Hood or any of that shit.
Well, those guys are always cool.
Yeah, they actually were pretty cool. We had pretty good. We only got the cops calling us one time, which was so fucking legit that they called the cops.
What happened?
Well, remember we were up jamming at like 4 o'clock in the morning?
Of course I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, we were. It was super loud. A bunch of people were there.
Oh, God.
And the cops came to the front door. And I had to go out and talk to him. Thanks, everybody, for letting me go out and talk to the cops.
You're quite a diplomat.
They're like, what's going on in there? You guys smoking weed and all this stuff? I'm like, sir, I haven't smoked weed in over 6 years. You know, just a lot of cigarettes. Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Good Lord. I guess, did you splash on some oil Del Rey before you walked out?
Now, this was pre-oiled Del Rey. I'm sure I spelled oil de marijuana. That's the one thing, though. Twice I got busted in Austin with weed, and the cops were just like, whatever. One time the guy just ripped up the joint. First he tore it in half and then insulted me with saying, this doesn't even smell like the good stuff. And then he threw it away. They were more mad about the whiskey that I had.
Yeah. The whiskey.
That was Zilker Park. MTV was there filming.
The Real World?
Not The Real World. That sports shit that they had. They used to, like, come there and do, like, some sports show. The X Games. It was the original X Games.
Really? In Zilker Park?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and Wardlow and Skits, our buddy Skits, got busted. Each of us with a pint of whiskey and a couple joints. They didn't do anything except write our names down got thrown away.
There we had such a contact high. There's no way they remembered what they wrote down. The cops are just stumbling around stoned off of...
Actually, they were pretty cool. As far as cops, they were cool. I guess. They let me go, so that makes...
That's true.
Any other cop that picked up the fucking prick.
Big.
Now I have another Austin cop. I was driving down B Caves with... Pip was in the car. He was just a pup. That old VW van that I had, and it had a taillight out, and I knew it. And I'm on 35, headed back to Barton Hills Drive.
Yeah.
Coming down, wasn't 35, what is that, 360 there?
Yes.
And then a cop's behind me, all the way down B Caves, onto the on-ramp and shit, and I'm drunk and stoned as shit. Just got in a fight with my girlfriend, and he pulls me over on fucking 360, right, and he comes up to the window, and he says to me, you know, you had a tail. First, Pitsky's going nuts, right? And I'm like, he's just a pup. So I put Pitsky in the back and, like, try to keep him back there, but he's still going nuts.
Sure.
And this cop's like, okay, get out of the car. So I get out of the car, and I'm just like, well, I'm fucking going to jail.
No kidding. That's what I'm thinking.
I just resigned myself to the fact I'm fucking going to jail. I mean, I had my one hitter in the fucking car and shit.
Wow.
I'm like, well, whatever. This is how it happens. Gonna happen. Was gonna happen anyways.
Right.
And he's like, you know, you got a taillight out? And I said, yeah, that's why I was riding my brakes.
Ah.
And it's true. I was. I was riding my brakes.
Sure.
You know, to try to keep him off my, you know, whatever.
Right.
And he's like, oh, yeah, really? And he's like, yeah. You know, and then he's barking or whatever. And I go back and tend to him. He's like, how far are you from home? He knew I was. He's like, you've been drinking? I'm like, yeah, I've been drinking. I mean, it's, you know what? The worst thing you do is lie to a cop when you're dead busted, because then you're just insulting your intelligence.
Exactly, exactly. Especially if you think you're already busted, at least just go with it and be cool.
Right, why lie about it? So I'm like, yeah, and he said, how close are you to home? I'm like, I live right over there on Barton Hills Drive. He's like, you're going to promise me you're going right home, right? I'm like, dude, I'm going home, and I'll stay home, whatever. He's like, all right, I want you to go home, right? So I'm like, thank you. I go home.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, like 20 minutes later, I'm looking out my window, and he fucking drives by.
Really?
To make sure I was home, because I'm guessing if I didn't go home, he was going to fucking go on the prowl looking for my ass.
Well, I bet. Yeah, I would too.
But yeah, fuck, I was like, holy shit. I dodged the bullet there. It's never smart to drink and drive, obviously.
Obviously not, but...
Smoking pot and driving is fine.
From what I hear these days, cops in Austin are not that fucking cool.
They'll pull your head off. I mean, Austin was like grassroots then. I mean, there was like a sense of community in Austin. Now, I mean, I can't imagine. I don't live in Austin anymore, but I mean, it just seems like just so many people fucking moved there. I'm sure that everyone is like, it's like New York. Everybody fucking hates everybody. Now you're just in my way and fucking annoying me.
Yeah, it's like... I don't know. I compare living in Austin to working in a corporation. You're just always bumping into people that are surly, and you're like, yeah, that's, I just want to get the fuck where I'm going. Leave me alone.
Right, exactly. You're not part of my movie. Get out of my face.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I was in San Marcos once. It was really late. My brother, who's younger than me, he's my little brother, he was going to school in San Marcos, and he lived in a house. It was like their version of Roehampton, so it was just a bunch of fucking... you know, completely drunk all the time guys. And I was at a party, and somebody I didn't even know was like, I got to get home. Can you give me a ride? And I was like, I don't even know who the fuck you are. And I'm parked in. So my brother threw me his keys to his, you know, red Ford Mustang. He's like, yeah, go ahead and take him home. I'm like, I'm totally shit-faced. And I'm not even that familiar with San Marcos. And so naturally I said, okay. So... we're shit in the car, and we drive in, and he managed to give me directions to his house and drop him off, no problems. And then I'm immediately, as soon as I get ready to leave, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck am I doing. I'm completely lost. And so I'm driving around, and then I look in my rearview mirror, and there's a cop behind me. And I'm like, oh, man, this isn't good. And I take a right turn, which turns out to be like a right turn into a dead end. It's like a parking lot for a park. So I'm pulling into a completely unpopulated park in the dead of night with a cop behind me. And instead of stopping, I like just do a U-turn in the parking lot. Like, I'm just going to fucking leave. You know, don't mind me. And so then we end up like parallel, like you pass somebody on a road, on a dirt road, and he rolls down his window as he's approaching me. I'm like, holy shit. And so I roll down my window. And so then we're like parallel, car to car, with our, you know, window to window. And I'm like, hi. And he says, it's kind of late. What, are you lost? And I said, yeah, I'm totally lost. I'm trying to find my brother's house. I'm not familiar with San Marcos. I said, I know it's on this street. And he said, oh, just go up here, take a right. You'll be fine. And I wrote
at the end of the day, it's just like cops are just lazy like everybody else.
They are lazy. They don't want to do their job.
Yeah, as long as you're not going to try to shoot someone or rob a store or something, just fucking get on with your business.
It's all paperwork for them at the end of the day, so fuck it.
See, that's where technology sucks, because now it's not that much fucking paperwork.
No, it's a couple of blips and bloops, and it's done.
Right. They call in the fucking paperwork or do it in their car. I mean, I liked it better when it was like, oh, that seems like a fucking mountain of paperwork.
Exactly. God damn. If I arrest this guy, I won't get home until 10 p.m.
Right, now they just harass people at the fucking 7-Eleven.
Jesus Christ. Hey, I think I got video working for me. Is your video icon going?
You were live a second ago. You have been for a while, actually.
Really? I can't see you. Is your camera off?
I don't know. Let me...
it's probably something where, since I upgraded...
yeah, I got
call.
Here
there
I
go. I see you. I see that status in around.
What status thing was that?
Oh, you know, just that
thing. Oh,
spins around. So your image come up, yeah.
There's or ILS?
Yeah, I just want to make this real quick, because it's kind of a headline. It's not really a fucking headline, but it's interesting. Is that I read today that back in the, I guess it'd be the 60s, late 50s, early 60s, whatever. Frank Sinatra was the mafia to President Kennedy. And so we're trying to get him, Kennedy, in union. So to punish Frank Sinatra, he had to play 8 weeks the mob boss's favorite club. That's mildly interesting. It's not. It doesn't.
Who was punishing him?
The Don, the capo, the guy.
Because he couldn't sway the president.
Yeah, he didn't get Kennedy to go whichever way he wanted him to go. So they're like,
Yeah, that's when politics were dirty in a good way.
Right. But now, obviously, that leads me to believe that Sinatra probably killed Kennedy.
No, they probably just had him killed.
I think Sinatra was the second man.
Trigger man?
Oh, yeah.
You've been watching too many Dean Martin Frank Sinatra movies.
Dean Martin.
You know who pulled the trigger? It was Sammy.
Well, he didn't have to squint to look through the scope.
Oh, my God.
He could get a good bead on him.
His last eye was its own kind of scope.
That's right. The CIA. You
take it out, pop it in his mouth, and wash it. Shine it up.
It had a 30x zoom on it.
You're a sick fucker.
Great, so we determined the Rat Pack fucking killed Kennedy. That's
like everybody kind of knew that.
That's what happens on this show, man.
That's what we do.
Blowing up conspiracies.
Yes, full-on conspiracies. We're creating them, and then we're destroying them.
That's right. But seriously, if you know who killed them, call it 646-478-0616. I'm all about it. Or if you yourself killed Kennedy, by all means, give us a call, 648-0616.
Yeah,
but
no.
In the meantime, while we're waiting for your call, we're going to go ahead and spin. Are you cool with that?
I'm cool with that.
All right. Here it goes.
Walk into the kitchen after a hard day's work. A tray of fingers itching, open them all to mirth. Spend all day sleeping sandies at the local sub shop. Yeah, the only thing that gets me through it is a whole bunch of commitment.
Man, what a great tune. Super mega awesome tune, just jam-packed, loaded with talent. It's like a Chex Mix bowl full of everything you would want in a song. Something's going on there. I heard some weird audio. You still there? What's your name? I've got Beth Package. It hasn't showed up yet. Uh-oh, looks like I may have gotten disconnected. Hey.
Really? I was just hitting it with some gold.
Some gold? I don't know what happened. I got disconnected for some reason.
What is going on over there?
I don't know. I confirmed the package.
Still no visit from the man in brown.
No visit from the man in brown. So, I don't know. It still says out for delivery. Yeah. It sounds like a touch of traveler's diarrhea. So it says out for delivery, which it said all day, will be delivered by quote-unquote end of day. I guess that means possibly 11:59 p.m., but I got a feeling it's not going to show.
I saw that. Well, you know, seriously, I've actually...
Uh-oh, what?
That would surprise me.
Well, it would surprise
you. Would.
What? Well, it would surprise you.
I bet it comes. I bet it comes at the 0 hour.
But what is, I don't even know what the 0 hour is. It's almost 8 p.m. here.
It didn't come.
It would surprise you if it didn't come, yeah. It would surprise me, too.
I really am.
The delivery I got, which was 2 days from UPS, it said end of day.
I've gotten stuff here at like 9 o'clock at night.
Well, yeah, that's because it's Christmas time. Peak season. I hope my
God, Rufus.
At least it doesn't say it's been delivered to some ne'er-do-well.
Now I'm like, I wish I didn't know where it was.
Right. Well, allegedly it's in Austin, Texas.
It's not going. They'll get it to you. I'm sure of it.
Well. General.
Now I'm wondering why I didn't use the USPS, and I'm going to tell you why.
Go for it. I
actually
said it. You sent me a tracking number.
Go ahead.
No, that was that. So go ahead and tell me. Tell me why. I thought you had until you sent me a UPS.
Oh, that I went USPS?
Right. So why did you?
Oh, because when I went to the post office both times, the line was literally out the fucking door.
Yeah, well, it is.
I was like, I'm not waiting in the order to take him like an hour and a half to fucking send a package. I might as well.
My concern.
Maybe it's you. Maybe you just have a hard time getting packages. Do you have some kind of packet yet?
No, maybe it's a voodoo curse. I'll tell you what I think it is that any UPS driver works in Austin, he probably has a pretty good sniffer, and recognized the oil Del Rey and has kept it for himself.
No, there's no way. the T-shirt and stuff was vacuum packed.
Oh, vacuum packed?
I vacuum packed everything in there. You know, I mean, you never know where you send something through the mail. It's probably going to get fucking get the box ripped open. It could get ruined.
Get x-rayed. Should have a bunch of dogs sniffing around.
Are you
it.
There, sir?
Yeah, can you hear me? Your screen is spinning, so I don't know if you're hearing
me. Oh, my God, you are. I can hear you.
Okay, good, good.
Wouldn't matter if they were doing all that. It's just a flipped T-shirt.
Well, I know, but...
I'm...
Okay, yeah, I'm getting some weird thing going on with the little screen that you should be in, but I guess as long as you can hear me, it's all right. Is there a delay? Are you getting a delay from me? Yes.
I can hear you fine, but I don't know if it's delayed. Can you hear me?
I'll say one, you say two, I'll say three. One.
Right now?
There's obviously a delay, yes. All right, here we go. One.
Two.
Three. Yeah, there's a delay. At least on my end.
Two.
A.
Oh, fuck. Let me call you back.
Okay, well, let me, you hang up and let me call you, because I'm managing the group call.
Fuck.
Well, she
said... You just
said,
want to scrap the last 5 minutes?
We're back in now. We may as well do something with it.
Well, I mean, the UPS not showing up has taken the win. Today.
And now it's time for another delightful Piper Sloth rant!
We should be ranting. But I'm pretty fucking muddy. And UPS. Jeez.
Yeah, I'm going to wave at you. You wave at me. I'm waving at you.
Me too.
My God. I did. To the first week of the show.
No. And how funny is it that I just upgraded the premium for $10 a month? Now it's shittier than ever.
Yeah, it is. It's fucked up.
Wow.
What was that? I was going to say that back then we were actually pricked on how to delay.
Yeah, that's true. Used to not having a delay. It's fucking 2014. But I guess we have the delay again.
Now maybe it's not. Now are you sounding better? Nope, here it goes again.
Yeah, all right. So I'm getting some sort of message from Skype here. It is barely loading, dude. It's like a crippled puppy trying to climb up a hill.
Are we overloading the circuits at Skype with our listeners?
It says I need Skype Premium, which is strange.
I thought you just upgraded.
Yes, I did, and I have the receipt and the charge on my credit card showing. Jesus Christ.
Probably need to shut down your computer or something, you think?
It should have nothing to do with the hardware. It's all on your end.
Skype. Fucking Skype. Really?
Well, I'm seriously going to explore alternatives because I've really fucking had it with Skype. This is kind of the last straw for me, especially since I just paid them $10.
Right. Maybe you don't think it's on my end, do you?
No, because whenever I click to show video, it tells me you need Skype Premium to make a group call.
Now I can see you.
I can't see you.
I have my thing turned off. I thought maybe that was the problem. Now can you see me?
Now I can see you.
Now I'm waving?
I'm waving.
Now are we in real time?
I can't tell. Let's count to three.
One. Two.
Three.
No, you were faking.
I'll say one. You say two. I'll say one.
Two.
Three.
Two.
Eight. Now you're just frozen.